Here's Jake with the 1:30 news.
Like, here's my note.
Roar and Sons Brewing Company.
Doing a little camping this weekend. Gonna pick up a little roar.
Do it.
You want to come camping?
I dare you. I do not.
Okay.
But well, I will.
You like to be invited.
I will take some roar.
You like to be invited.
Yeah.
The Netflix has announced that they will be cracking down on password sharing.
You know, I used my first month of Netflix ever was with TC's parents' password.
Unbelievable.
It was years ago. But well, I'll bet you TC still uses his parents' password.
Well, that bet's off the board. I will not be taking that bet. I will not be taking that bet, and I don't want to think about it anymore. Yeah, they say that you'll get a message on the screen that says, if you don't live with the owner of this account, you need your own account to keep watching. That'll say on the screen.
Yeah, my kid's been getting some pushback from different providers for... She's in college, you know, in South Carolina, so...
Yeah. Man, I'd love to see the list. At this point, they probably have a lot of their own stuff, but... And not even necessarily that I had the money to do it, but for this job, it felt like early on, one of the things that you need to do as part of your expenses is pay for content. Like, we're going to go pull audio from a Netflix show or from Hulu or from whatever it might be. And so I probably paid for more of those things than I should have when I was in 26K land. But my buddies who were in 26K land and didn't really see the need to pay for these things for their jobs, rather than us just splitting all of them, I think I had a farm of individuals.
They just used your password?
Yeah. This is early on, when 10 years ago, 7, 8 years ago, something like that, when it didn't seem like the streaming services cared at all. The most basic plan is $9 monthly, which means users can only stream on one screen at a time. The most popular plan, which is now $14, allows two simultaneous streams, but that does not mean different locations, different IP. I don't believe so.
Their users are going to skyrocket, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they'll finally make some money. Like, isn't a monetary thing? They're killing it.
Man.
Or have they been losing share to all the new Paramount Plus, Hulu, Disney?
No, I think it took them until, I want to say, last year to start making profit.
Netflix?
Am I crazy? Has anybody else ever seen this story?
I've heard that.
It might have been the year before, but for a huge portion of their business, the life of their business, their overhead was so high that they were losing money.
Really?
Yeah. Level up over there, Business Tuesday. This is the stories
I'm just kind of thinking about that. I'm thinking, no way, just because I do, as I was talking out there, I believe they have been losing share year after year now. They used to own everything.
Right.
They were the only thing. And now everybody's saying, I want to do my own streaming. I'm not going to sell to Netflix anymore. You know, Friends or whatever. Why are we giving them this thing where everybody's binging on Netflix? Have them binge over here.
Are you going to buy in on Netflix, Dan?
Now?
Yeah.
Like, is it buying low?
Yeah,
What's Netflix
if their users are going to nearly double.
I don't know that they're going to nearly double.
Yeah, that's only your prediction.
Not everybody, yeah, and he doesn't have fiduciary responsibility to you. Not everybody who has to cancel because someone else is... They're mooching a password is going to sign up.
Yeah, but a lot will.
It'll go up, but it's not going to be just a one for one.
But it's also not two people share. It's like 10.
Yeah, you're probably
so right. If half of those.
Well, related to this, and to Dan's point that they are,
what is
they
Netflix?
Used to have the whole market. Are you buying
no.
stocks while I'm trying to do the news?
He shouldn't. They're too expensive.
And don't they have profiles that you can sign in on Netflix?
Yeah,
like
but
you can have Jake and...
They do, but I think this is more tracked, I'm guessing, by having two different IPs using it at the same time.
But one share is $512.
It's not in this article. I don't care. Oh. I don't care.
He's not one of us, Dan.
He's not a shark.
Anyways, my other story that I had a pretty good segue into before you stopped down to do YOLO day trading was that HBO Max has destroyed their projections. They've basically, I think, hit their 2025 growth goal. Let's see exactly what that was.
I want to destroy our projections. What are ours?
Stay here.
Like, don't get fired?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should have higher projections.
They expect at HBO Max to more than double. Listen, I'm 35 years into low personal projections. I don't see us turning this thing around at this point.
Oprah taught me a long time ago you could shift gears.
I think
you could pivot.
You've destroyed your projection, Jake.
When Jake walked in as an intern for the hardline?
No, he wanted to be a gunner on the special teams unit.
I would trade that right now.
You would do that?
Yeah.
It's not too late.
Look like that Johnny Knoxville sketch whenever they let him return a punt in front of the entire Tennessee volunteer. Maybe it was USC. And they just destroyed
him. At practice?
Yeah. He's wearing Converse and a football uniform. And just the 11 dudes on the team's unit just destroy him. So, to HBO Max, expect to more than double their subs. To 150 million worldwide in the next 4 years.
So now they've made... See, this is what they do. They've made new projections, and now you can't get a bonus unless you hit that.
How does that work? Is that a common practice, or was...
Yeah, like I have some buddies who are in business, like sales, high up. Mm-hmm. National sales type thing, and they'll have a projection, and if they blow it away... Let's just say they had to sell $1 million, but that's not realistic, right? But they sold 1.5 million. Well, next year's projection is now 3 million, and you don't get a bonus unless you hit that.
Okay.
He's like, "But that doesn't seem fair." But business ain't fair.
No, it's not.
Nope.
A big part of what has buoyed
I'm like teaching you about business, bro.
HBO Max is their package of Warner Brothers movie premieres. They say that that's been a shot of adrenaline for their HBO Max
subs. The monthly thing where they release it in theaters and on HBO Max?
Yeah.
Although they've widely been crappy movies, right? Nothing that they've done on the monthly bit has been lauded as, boy, that was a good movie.
I thought Judas and the Black Messiah was really good.
What's that?
When did that one come out, Mino?
About a month ago.
Was that the February movie?
What is it? Who's in it?
Lakeith Stanfield is in it.
The other guy from Get Out. The main guy.
His name?
Daniel.
Just don't try to say without screwing it up. Daniel Kaluuya.
Kaluuya.
Jesse Plemons is in
it. Did he get real fat?
Jesse Plemons?
The guy from Get Out.
He's not fat.
He's been a little puffy.
Yeah, I mean, he's always a little bit puffy. But it's about the Black Panther Party.
Okay.
And I think it's basically the Fred Hampton story, and I think it's very good. So, yeah, Wonder Woman, maybe not. But so here are the numbers real quick. $61 million for HBO Max right now. $74 million for Disney Plus. More than $200 million for Netflix. So they are still... pretty in control, but nothing like a few years ago. And one more quick story here. The annual St. Patrick's Day parade on Greenville Avenue is still off for the second year in a row. However, with businesses fully open, the parade was never really what most people were down there for anyways, at least by about 1 o'clock.
The drinking?
Yeah, you move down.
I wonder how... But will it be packed like it has been in the past? I guess maybe, because mostly the younger sect is going to do that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went to dinner down there about a month ago, and there was no sign that there was a pandemic going on at all on Greenville Avenue.
Okay.
Like, it was a weeknight.
No way!
Every restaurant bar was crowded. We couldn't even get a table to just sit and wait for our reservation at dinner. So I imagine St. Patty's Day will be pretty fun.
Jeez.
Yeah, and you have to think about...
So that Ranger game is going to sell out.
Yeah. You have to think about the type of person, me, at 25, that is going down there. I would have gone down there in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah. Especially after
you're telling
a year
me
of
it's
kind of waiting.
A year of waiting, a lot of people with vaccinations, and now there's no mask mandate, and there's no, at least, you know, those businesses aren't going to, I would say, probably require that. And that's a huge opportunity for them to recoup some of their nut.
St. Paddy's Day is one of the top, 3 days of the year for a bar?
It's got to be.
Or two?
For that area, it's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just nationwide, I bet. I bet. And I, for some reason, I always thought maybe it's just a false ethnic identification, but I always thought like the Midwest really did St. Paddy's Day up.
Oh, yeah.
Like Chicago and
it was
Cleveland,
huge in
of
Cleveland.
Course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas here, I think it's like a big deal, but I think it's only a big deal because Dallas has this event.
It was
like
big
if that
money,
event
yeah.
didn't exist, then it'd kind of be like, okay, I mean, it's Saturday.
So now we're back to worrying about Zeke.
I'm always worried about Zeke. So the police say they will be taking proactive steps to make sure businesses that hold St. Patrick's Day events are following local laws and regulations.
What are those in Dallas? Because Dallas is not lifting... Isn't it still up to each county individually to do
Jerry?
Some stuff?
What, the masks?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think businesses are just deciding what they want
to
do.
Now it's down to the business. They got down to business.
So Judge Clay, our buddy...
Looks like there's a circus in town.
But is he just... He's still advising?
Give me a point for that.
I gave you a point.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think he's just tweeting out advice.
Oh, okay.
Jake in first now.
He's, yeah. Clay Jenkins has been reduced to like a Tony Robbins-esque role where he's just kind of like, this is something you should try for your life. I tried to help you.
He's trying.
It will be interesting to see the photos that will come out from Saturday because it will look different than the 125,000 people that are normally in that area for a typical Saturday. But I bet it's only different by about half at most. I mean, put yourself, you're 25 right now. You've been inside for a year.
Oh, yeah.
I
would have probably been at spring break with the, remember those?
The Florida Bros?
Those videos early on.
Damn,
yeah.
We might need to revisit
yeah,
that.
Yeah, those are hilarious.
They say there's like a pandemic, but like, I don't know anybody who's sick.
What day is St. Patty's Day?
Well, hold
Here
on.
We go. 17th, okay. Wednesday. What?
That's the biggest dumb zone thing I've ever heard.
What day is it? Why?
Why?
Because we have it feels like March 17th is pretty well known as St. Patrick's
well,
Day.
Well, she may have been saying, when is March 17th? I don't
yeah.
know.
I was saying all of the above.
I'm giving her a little
I don't know what
here.
Day it is right now. I just know it's Friday and I'm in a Hawaiian shirt. That's all I know. So yeah, the big party's next Saturday.
What?
That's the... Or when is the big party?
It's always the Saturday before.
Okay.
Right?
I'm just trying
Am
to make sure.
Why are you yelling at Julie?
Why is everyone yelling at me? I'm just trying to plan
fighting?
My calendar.
Is it this weekend, you're saying?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yes. It's
okay.
always the Saturday
the
before.
Dumb
it's like
zone.
With, it's like with Christmas, right?
It's not a dumb zone.
Like, you might celebrate with one family on the 23rd, possibly even if things are jammed up the 22nd, but you're not going the 29th. The moment is past. You're not doing Thanksgiving on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You do the St. Patrick's Day parade always the Saturday before. And sometimes it's the actual day of is March 17th. But
I just feel like she didn't know. She thought it might be March 15th.
Okay.
Well, I will never confirm anything that you're thinking.
That just got right
No, I'm not. I was just looking at the calendar, just
I was
trying
on
to
her
plan
side
things out.
Until she thought it was next Saturday.
The party. I forgot if they did it before or after the actual St. Patrick's Day.
They would never do it after.
Okay, you're acting like that's something everyone should know.
Hey, come to my New Year's Eve party. It's on January 5th.
I just remember sometimes it's fluctuated.
I think you're being mean to Julie.
I think everyone's being mean to me.
Some people do birthday parties after their birthday if it's
all right,
on a weekend.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
Yeah.
Job, everyone.
You guys suck.
Wednesday's a tough one.
It's right in the middle of the week.
Right, right. If it was, yeah.
I do that almost every day. Yeah. Monday 2, Tuesday 3, Wednesday. Okay, 14th. Because I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up next is a sports session.
This is The Ticket. All sports.